With all the talk about the 2011 federal budget and continuing resolution after continuing resolution, there's been almost no talk lately, anyway, of the 2012 budget. It's due in early February. That is the White House submission. The White House is already saying that the budget blueprint is going to be delayed by at least a week. So how's this all going to pan out? Well, Ian Swanson, the news editor at The Hill, joins us with his take on it. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
And happy holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, too.
So has any work at all been done on the 2012 budget outside of the yet-to-be-released administrative proposal?
Tons of work has been done, Tom. There are government workers in the Office of Management and Budget and agencies working on all their agency budgets for the fiscal year in 2012. But they have been delayed mostly because of the hold that had been placed on Jacob Lew, the new budget director for President Obama. He didn't take office until, I believe, the end of November because of a fight the White House was having with Senator Mary Landrieu over offshore drilling. And that's really set the administration back, and that's why they announced that there's going to be about a week delay in their producing the budget.
Because the agencies way back, I guess in October, November, had what they call their passbacks from OMB after they submitted what they wanted, the agencies, that is. Then OMB sends it back, and then it goes back once again to OMB for rolling up, and that's the stage we're in now?
Yeah, that's right. They're in the process of, I think, you're probably going into more details than I know, Tom, but I think they're in the process of putting together the final package. And normally that comes out right at the beginning of February. In this case, we'd expect it just after the president gives a State of the Union address. In this case, they're going to be about a week behind. I'm not sure how big of a deal that really is in the big picture, particularly since the president's budget is essentially a statement of what his priorities are, and it doesn't mean that that's what the budget is exactly going to look like or that that's what the spending bills are going to look like when Congress gets through with them.
That's right. Now, and the president has promised a pretty austere budget for 2012, so the question, I guess, is will he out-austere the Senate and the House, especially the House, which is going to be, Republican-controlled?
Yeah, it's like the opposite of two neighbors that are competing with each other on who can have the most, outlandish and spectacular Christmas lights display. In this case, we're going to have House Republicans and the president competing to see who can, be the most austere in presenting a budget and showing that they're ready to make budget cuts. One other factor to watch for, however, is just the continuing mixed signals we're seeing from the economy in terms of whether we're getting a recovery. I think the housing data that came out yesterday that showed prices falling, that could put a bit of a scare into everybody in that as long as the labor market's bad, as long as the housing prices are continuing to fall, this economy is in trouble, and you're going to have some people, I think, worried about cutting off federal spending to certain programs.
We're speaking with Ian Swanson, the news editor at The Hill. Now, of course, when Congress gets back, I guess they start in Monday, they'll arrive. Tuesday, they really get underway. How soon will they start working or fighting, depending on your point of view, with the administration on the 2011 budget? Because they're under CR until March 4th. So will they get to the 2011 budget right away?
I think there'll be a lot of talk about it right away. I think you're going to see a lot of sort of symbolic moves from House Republicans right away. You may see some kind of a bills to cut spending or to repeal parts of health care going through the House rather quickly. But I think in terms of the serious work of extending that CR, I don't really expect it next week. I think it's going to come a little later. It may not happen until even after the president produces the 2012 budget. I say that because it seems like both sides generally need those tight deadlines to really be able to get anything done. So I'm personally expecting that we're not going to see another CR until pretty close to March 4th.
Well, if there's another CR, that will take them so deep into the fiscal that it looks like we could be in danger of really having no fiscal 2011 from a budgetary standpoint.
Well, I hate to be, pessimistic and cynical. It's just that it's sort of hard for me to imagine that they're going to reach an agreement on anything anytime soon. I could see series of CRs this year. Again, going back to the point you made about how they both are going to try to out-austere one another, it's just hard to see a compromise right now being made. Now, on the other hand, they were able to get a bunch of compromises in at the end of 2010 on things like the tax package, or, you know, in a way you even saw compromises on Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the STAR Treaty, and that some Republicans supported the president on those issues. But when it comes to the budget, and when it comes to all the pressure that Republicans are going to be under to toe a really hard line because of the new Tea Party members in their caucus, I just think it's tough to see a long-term, even like a one-year budget agreement coming down the pike real soon.
And looking at the schedule from a different vector, the administration has launched several regulatory initiatives that they couldn't get legally through Congress. Right. That is to say, they couldn't get bills on. I'm thinking of net neutrality, also the carbon dioxide regulation of utilities and refineries, and a couple of other things like that that Republicans have vowed that they won't get away with. So are those initiatives that the administration is undertaking through its regulatory apparatus likely to distract Congress also early on?
I think they could. I think they could. I think there's going to be efforts to possibly roll back some of those pushes by the administration, by House Republicans right away. Now, House Republicans, of course, will have a very hard time getting any of that done. They might get it through the House, but how do you get it through the Senate when Democrats still control the Senate? And then, of course, the president isn't likely to sign something that's going to roll back what he's just done through regulations. All of that, too, all of those fights can make it tougher to reach a compromise on spending measures.